Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by San Francisco State University's graduate business programs offering 5 accredited advanced degrees, the SF State MBA, rigorous, real-world, respected, open house schedule, and more information at mba.sfsu.edu.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The League of Women Voters and prisoner rights groups have filed suit against the California Secretary of State. The plaintiffs contend realignment should enable tens of thousands of convicts to vote because California moved them from state prisons to county jails. State law bars prison inmates and paroled felons from voting, but not convicted felons in county jails or on probation. The State Department of Pesticide Regulation is chipping in $500,000 to support researchers looking for an alternative to controversial chemical fumigants popular with strawberry growers. This particular study targets the growing medium, replacing soil with alternatives like peat and coconut fiber. The state grant will expand the study from a small research plot to field trials in Watsonville, Santa Maria, and Oxnard. Nearly a dozen states have been granted waivers from the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Another couple dozen, roughly speaking, are pursuing a waiver. California? No. At least not yet. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tentakulis explains our education officials are looking for an alternative route to win relief from federal sanctions.
U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is giving states a reprieve from penalties for failing to raise student achievement fast enough. But those states had to sign the so-called Duncan waiver and take on another set of reforms. The most controversial is tying student test scores to teacher evaluations. California is one of several states that's resisting the offer. Instead, state schools chief Tom Torlakson wants the feds to grant California a special waiver that gives schools federal relief without having to commit to new reforms.
What a state-directed, state-designed waiver is our attempt to strike a balance seeking immediate relief from No Child Left Behind without making promises we can't afford to keep.
Torlakson went before the State Board of Education yesterday to get approval, but a dozen school advocates criticized the waiver, calling it too weak. Charter school supporter Eric Premack says California will lose out if it tries to compete with Arne Duncan's waiver.
We can either play chicken with him, or maybe we could come at him sideways. And why don't we just come in with a whole different approach?
That approach involves offering Duncan more compromises, like developing guidelines for teacher and principal evaluations, and reducing the number of struggling students by 50% over 6 years. California needs to submit its application within the next few months to get relief for next school year. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
Have you done your taxes yet? Presumably when you do, you'll take advantage of every credit you can legally claim. But thousands of low-income California families that could claim federal credits designed to help rescue them from poverty don't. Allison St. John of KPBS in San Diego has the story.
It's a weekday morning, and this community center in a low-income neighborhood in San Diego is quietly buzzing with activity. No one here earns much, but they're all dutifully filing their taxes.
We can't wait. We can't wait for the tax season to come because, you know, we know we're going to have a relief coming.
Luisa Cuellar and her husband Arturo have 4 children and earn about $35,000 a year between them. They've just learned they qualify for more than $8,000 in child and earned income tax credits.
First, we pay off everybody we borrowed money from, and then we pay all our bills off, and then whatever we have left over, we do something special with the kids.
So if you didn't have this tax credit, what difference would that make to your life?
My God, we would be in debt the rest of our life. We would just accumulate debt every year, and we'd probably have to have maxed out credit cards and probably eventually, you know, file bankruptcy.
Samantha Betanzos is with the North County Lifeline, the nonprofit that runs the Volunteer Tax Assistance Program.
I think a lot of very low-income families especially, this is how they pay their rent for the rest of the year. I definitely have known of families that we've been working with that have been able to go out and get their own apartment and move out of shelters.
The Earned Income Tax Credit is one of the most important federal programs to help keep people from falling into poverty. It's been gradually expanded since it was introduced more than 35 years ago. And now a low-income couple with 3 children can get a maximum of $5,750. But about 1 in 5 people who qualify for it do not claim it.
I don't think people quite understand what it is.
Batanza says you don't have to have children to qualify, but it is an incentive to work. You do need to be able to show you had a job and earned income.
This is not money that people have paid into the IRS. This is money that the government, or the IRS, I should say, is giving taxpayers for working and having a very low wage.
The Lifeline program sends out mass mailings through the school district to alert parents that they might qualify, though their budget for outreach shrank this year. All their tax preparers are volunteers. One of them is Tony Perez, an accounting student at Cal State San Marcos.
It's memorable. I mean, most of these people, last week I had a lady that came in. She was expecting to pay taxes. But when I broke down her return, explained to her that she was going to receive a refund, including that she qualified for the earned income tax credit, and it wasn't just a small amount, it was a significant amount to support her family, and she was just very happy. She was grateful.
But statewide, it's estimated more than $1 billion of earned income tax credits that could have benefited low-income earners went unclaimed. People on the edge of poverty are more likely to claim the tax credit than apply for food stamps. In San Diego, for example, only about a third of the people who qualify for food aid actually get it. There are reasons for that, says Perez.
For food stamps, you have to go through an extended process of application. And sometimes there's a stigma behind it as well, too. When you're at a counter, you're paying food stamps, and sometimes people will get embarrassed of it. But no one knows if you get income tax credit or not. I mean, again, it's included in your tax return.
Batanza says it's also the way the tax credit is marketed.
It is marketed as something it's for families that work hard that just aren't making it. Whereas food stamps is seen more of as a handout, a welfare program.
I asked Luisa Cuellar why she thinks so many people who qualify for the earned income tax credit don't apply for it.
Oh, they're crazy. I don't know why they don't do that. I mean, it's a lot of money that they're just throwing away. I mean, the IRS will, you know, they'll haunt you for years trying to get their money, but if you don't file, you don't get it back. They're not obligated to give it back to you.
A 2010 report by the New America Foundation in Washington, D.C. estimated $1.2 billion in earned income tax credits went unclaimed in California. Researchers concluded that money could have generated $1.4 billion in sales and potentially created more than 8,000 jobs. For the California Report, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
That's the California Report for Thursday, March 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting efforts to respect the wishes of patients at the end of their lives. On the web at chcf.org. And URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URScorp.com.